Happy Thanksgiving, happy Dicksgiving, happy Dicksgiving from fruit cocktails. Let the power of Christ compel you, this witchcraft possessed bitch.
Fruit cocktails!
Yes, honey, welcome back to another little special episode coming at you live on this fine November Monday evening.
Once again, it's not live.
Okay, but I really wish it was. It kind of is. It's a little bit live because we are approaching this with literally no outline, but Jake wanted to do a special mini episode just to say, oh wait, I am Jake, by the way. Just to say how thankful I am for all of you and all of your support. It just means so much to me. And I've been very emotional, and I am so also thankful that, like, Venus is out of retrograde because I have been a mess. I have been a mess. I am freaking out. I am freaking out. No, because the Venus retrograde was so real.
It's Mercury retrograde now, though. You are in for it. If you thought that
what
was
do you
bad.
Mean? But, this whole episode is really only happening because Jake is an emotional mess and wanted to tell people how grateful he is that all 41 of our people have listened to us.
Well,
thank
it's just
you.
41 listens. I feel like it's not 41 people, but...
Okay, maybe I listened to it a couple 40 times. It's okay.
Yeah, so did I.
I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to speak to you all and just drink my wine and tell stories because that's what I like. There's a fly in here! Oh, sorry.
Wait till you see a rat climb out of those laundry room walls.
Okay, girl, okay, disclaimer. I am also recording no longer at an undisclosed location, but I am in my laundry room because, bitch, it may just be the perfect little acoustical booth. We'll find out because I didn't do a sound check, so it'll be a big surprise for both of us. But I didn't want to go back to my usual place, and I'm so emotional. And I'm so grateful. I'm thankful for the old brothel, and I'm thankful for a lot of things, and it's just been a struggle to really keep my mind aligned of how much in my life I should be thankful for, and I think that on this Thanksgiving Day, we should acknowledge what it is that we are truly grateful for. So, Bailey, start us off. What are you grateful for?
Well, I'm thankful for the Indians that they were so kind and generous. And
yes,
fuck
thank
the
God.
People who came over as settlers, even though that was our ancestors. But fuck them.
Thank God the Indians were nice to the white man because then we turned around and committed mass genocide.
Yeah.
But
so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we now have corn, which we were too stupid to figure out. So,
I mean, there has always been corn. I'm just grateful for my super supportive family and friend group.
Yours was much more sincere than mine.
I'm so grateful for all of my loving friends who were reaching out to me because Jake was having a mental breakdown. But, like, sometimes when you go through hardships, it's hard to keep focused on what you're grateful for.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, do your grateful list.
Yes. But, you know, obviously, like, we should be grateful every day of the year and not just Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, even just, like, being grateful on Thanksgiving, like, Thanksgiving is just a shitty time. Which, okay, I'm gonna stop real quick. Like, I'm not about to go into a rant about how colonial people killed all of the Indians or Native Americans, because we all know that happened. We all know that. I don't need to harp on it. Our audience knows. You know. But what I'm gonna harp on is the fact that these colonial bitches came and they killed all of the gay Native Americans. Because that was a thing.
I didn't even know.
Did you know? Yes, because in Native American culture, being gay was almost, like, reverend. It was revered, if you will. It was like a symbol of honor of sorts. Like, how did it go? Hold on, let me drink my wine. Maybe it'll help me remember. Excuse me, because I didn't take any notes, obviously. I'm just riffing. Yeah,
and this is all out of Jake's head, too, so I'm trying to piece it together as we go.
No, it's okay. You're on a journey with our listeners. Welcome. Sit back and relax, because this is a trip, but it's going to be a short one, kind of. So, essentially, what had happened was that back in the day, the Native Americans used to revere gay people, or lesbian, or even, like, trans people. They had them in high regard. And how that worked is that, essentially, with them, it was almost looked at as, like, a third gender of sorts. I'm gonna sound really awful, because I don't remember the names exactly. But if I had my book, I could tell you. One is called, I think, the Barachi.
Oh, God.
That is the men. That's for the men. The women who were, like, lesbian or otherwise were not as popular, but it was also still a thing, and I don't remember that name. So I apologize, lesbians. I have failed you. So what had happened was... is that essentially what they would do, okay, they understood that this was, like, a natural difference, and they did not hold that against their people. And they thought that it was almost like being enlightened, in a sense, because they would actually hold these little rituals that would put people through tests to see if they were part of this third gender. So speaking specifically towards the men's, they, for the Barachi... I need to just stop trying to think of the word. But for the men's, they would do this little ritual where they would make, imagine a teepee of sorts, like a little hut.
Yeah.
Okay. And then inside of it, they put like a bow and arrow, and then maybe it was like clothing or some kind of like doll or feminine type thing. Okay. And so what they would do, sorry, a little bit of wine. What they would do, they would, when they suspected this individual could be part of the third gender, the elders are like, hey, this could be a very honorable person in our society. So we are going to have them go into this little wooden teepee with these items, and then we're going to light it on fire.
They put little gay children into tents and then set it on fire?
What? Yeah, and then they would be like, the test would be to see, like, what the child saved.
I wouldn't grab anything, I would just run out of the fucking...
No, that was the thing, because the fire put them under pressure. Because then it was down to natural instinct. And it's like, what are you going to save, potential gaby? What are you saving? You know, like, the story of, like, Pocahontas. And there was that one... Well, actually, I don't know the story about Pocahontas. I never saw the movie. But I think there was that one white bitch.
I didn't see it either.
I think there was that one white bitch that ended up living with, like, Pocahontas and her people. And so it was like, think of like a colonial person being like, I'm going to live with the Native Americans and observe their culture. And it was documented that way. And even still, there's writings.
Through the eyes of the racists.
Oh yeah, but there's still even.
Okay, here's.
There's even still writings from like the conquistadors of like Spanish America who came across the Native Americans who would have this like third gender culture. And where I'm saying, like, I didn't even touch on this. The idea that it's third gender is the idea that, like, not only were they like gay because they were like, typically it was men who would dress in women's clothing and then have a husband, but they were not like women. They were not like trying to impersonate or be women. They didn't, that's not, it's not like transgender. Like, it's not like being transgender. It was more so about, like, it's more like androgyny. Like, that, and that's where they got the third gender, like, that middle ground. But it goes beyond just that gender stuff. When it came to, like, gay people in that third, quote-unquote third gender in Native American culture, the only reason why that shit ended up dying out, because obviously Native Americans were around for a little bit longer, yeah, at least through America, you know, through the beginning part until Andrew Jackson killed them all. But the reason why they started to originally, like, the gay and, you know, sexually liberal Indians died out, well, Native Americans died out, was because these colonial people brought with them Christianity. And when they started bringing all of these, like, negative teachings and, like, trying to force, like, the religion onto the natives, that is when the third gender started to, quote-unquote, die out and become less prevalent, because it made the tribes much more subject to persecution, if not death. And it is witnessable throughout the modern era of gay history, which we will be covering in future podcasts. Yes.
But I feel like you don't even have to tell people that, like, oh my god, it's so blatant, like, almost every religion just, like, hates gay people. Except for, like, I don't know about Buddhism. I don't know if Buddhism hates anything, so, like...
Well...
I think...
You know what, let me... sorry, continue, I was gonna cut you off.
Oh no, so I was kind of done. I was just literally saying, like, I don't think that there is a religion other than, like, Buddhism that's, like... I don't think Buddhism would say anything about gay people being less of a person.
But no, it is something that is much more prevalent through history than what people recognize. And that's what is really unfortunate. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm also very thankful to be living as a gay man in this day and age. Yeah. I mean, I told you I've been reading about gay history.
I posted something the other day about it. I was so happy. I was watching a Cher music video, and she just had her tits out. It was literally, like, Billboard 2018. She came out, and she was singing Believe and Bitch. I was just like, oh my god, this is a gay culture. We're literally so cool. Like, I feel like gay people are just so fun and happy, and, like, the party never dies. And gay culture is just, like, so cool and fun to me, and I'm just so thankful and, like, happy to be gay. Or LGBT in general.
Oh my god, I am too. And you want to know what one of the reasons why it is even that much better for gay people? Well, not that much better. Let me restart this thought. But actually, though, you know, one of the reasons why it feels like our culture is so enormously rich is that gay people transcend any type of religious boundary, gender boundary, like ethnic boundary, like any kind, like it doesn't matter. Like, we are literally like a melting pot. Like, America is no longer such. The gays, we are the melting pot of, like, cultures. And that's where our culture just feels so amazing, is because we have so many different and unique voices and artists and people just trying to make a difference in art. That's rambling, but that's it. That's what I had to say. But you know what I mean? Yes.
I'm very grateful too. I'm not a huge fan of Thanksgiving, but I'm grateful and I'm happy. And I love my friends.
Well, and that's why I think that we need a different name for Thanksgiving. Because I think that the entire premise of Thanksgiving is... it is extremely problematic. The history is troubling. It doesn't matter if we're talking about the gays specifically when it comes to Native Americans and the colonial people. Or if we're talking about just the broader, you know, guise of what Thanksgiving was based off of. But as a good Christian woman, I do believe, though, that Thanksgiving should be changed. Because I do think there is something valuable in having a day where you are focused on things that you are grateful for. Because I know that I personally don't spend enough time realizing... Excuse me. That's the wine. I don't spend enough time realizing, like, what I have. And I think that if it happens to me, it has to happen to other people. And, like, I think that we should just have a new holiday to... Because, like, listen, how we celebrate Thanksgiving today, it's literally, like, everybody brings some fucking food, we eat a shit ton, we get drunk as shit, maybe we watch some football, maybe we watch some balloons and Snoopy coming down New York City. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Because the way we celebrate it now is not by massacring Indians. But the problem is that the premise of what Thanksgiving is still rooted in the name. And I think that the way that people think about it now is the only reason why I think we should... It's still something worth celebrating. Like, fuck the pilgrims and all of that. We don't even need to talk about that. Let's talk about feasting. Let's talk about getting fat, getting drunk, having a good time with the people that we love, and focusing on all of the good that we have in our lives. Because I think we could use a lot more of that in our society with how terrible things are now, as we have discussed on previous shows.
Definitely. I'm still not a fan of Thanksgiving. I'm very grateful, but...
But... Yeah, I mean, but, like, still. I mean, what are you not a fan of? Like, the food? Like, what? Oh, Jesus, I gotta go over to see family. I gotta eat all this food.
I don't know. I just like Halloween a lot, and I like Christmas a lot. And Thanksgiving's just kind of in between both, so, like...
You don't like a holiday about eating?
I eat at Christmas. I think Christmas is much better than Thanksgiving. I love Christmas.
Christmas is only better than Thanksgiving because of the presents. That's it.
Yeah, I'm very grateful.
Nothing else better about... Okay, well, shit, bitch. Like, same, but, you know, Thanksgiving is just a bigger feast. Because, like, we have Christmas dinner, but we don't have, like, it's
well,
not
that's
to the
you.
Scale of...
My family parties have always been, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas are, like, Christmas is always the bigger one.
But it's, like, a bigger dinner than Thanksgiving?
Like, the same. I mean, you have ham instead of turkey, and ham is much better than turkey.
Ew. I almost just peed
what?
Right now in my laundry room. No, ham is the worst.
Ham is great.
Get out of here with
like
that
nonsense. Nice, big, honey-glazed, baked ham? What do you mean?
Compared to that dry-ass turkey,
fucking asshole?
Bitch, if you're having dry-ass turkey, you either ain't eating the dark meat or you ain't getting it prepared correctly. You get yourself a Southern Ohio
gross.
Grandma.
Turkey's just gross.
Listen. Even though my grandma is a raging fascist, she made a mean, juicy turkey. Okay?
I don't believe it. Doesn't exist.
It does exist.
I mean, I've had juicy turkey, but just in general, it's just, like, not good as, like, a meat. I don't even eat that much meat, but, like...
And you think ham is that much better?
Oh, ham is, like, much more moist, for sure.
Ew, ham is, like... Ham...
Don't you like bacon?
We're talking two different
ham
things.
Ham and bacon
okay.
are the same.
No. When you're cutting off a slice of ham, that shit don't taste like bacon. What do you mean? Stop it. Whether your preferred protein on Thanksgiving. Happy Dicksgiving.
Happy Dicksgiving.
Fuck the pilgrims.
From fruit cocktails.
Happy Thanksgiving I don't even want to say Dicksgiving. Happy Dicksgiving. I'll say that because Happy Thanksgiving sounds terrible.
Cheers.
Cheers. Did that register?
I heard it. Did you hear mine?
Yeah, yours echoed.
That was a wine glass.
Mine was just a loud noise that hurt
I can
my
make
finger.
Music with my wine glass too. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, happy Dicksgiving, happy Dicksgiving from fruit cocktails. Let the power of Christ compel you, this witchcraft possess you.
That was pretty good. I like that. That should be our new intro song.
That is the outro. Yes, come on, intro teaser. In all seriousness, baby, thanks for listening to Fruit Cocktails. I keep saying it in slow motion. I don't know why. I just want to say it really slow tonight. No, but thank you for listening to Fruit Cocktails. We're so grateful for you. And that's what it comes back to, is you, the listener. Because that's what we're thankful for. Who cares about how terrible our lives is and all of these anxiety attacks? Am I having one right now? I don't know. But thanks for listening. We do appreciate it.
We're going to continue to release every week. And, like, make sure you follow us.
Make sure you follow.
And when I say follow, that means press the follow button on Spotify or Apple Music. Subscribe, follow, whichever one.
Even if you don't keep listening to us, just do it anyway.
Yeah, it'll give you like one notification a week. You can handle it.
Yeah, fuck it. You get a bunch of fucking emails from Facebook on the daily.
The grinder's dinging every day, 20 times a day. Come on, you can give us a follow.
Oh, girl, yes.
You can give us a follow.
If you can deal with the grinder messages and the taps, no less.
Yeah.
You can put up with this. Because it helps us support your fellow gays.
Yes, and keep listening.
Just, like, keep listening to our future episodes. And I guess that's it. Signing off? We need, like, a little thing. Wait.
Should we clean our glasses?
Happy Dicksgiving! Thanks, you guys, for listening. We'll see you on Friday. Bye!